You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, Drew Storen has been really, really good for this team this year. A couple little hiccups in recent weeks, but overall, he's been excellent. When you look at the rest of the Nationals' bullpen, what do you see? Is that a unit that's good enough, or is that a unit that maybe could still use some help?
I think the bullpen is average. I think he can use another use another arm in there. David Carpenter has been pretty good. Trinan, it looks like he's getting ready to be better. But I think maybe one more arm would do, maybe in the late innings. And I think the Nationals could get another arm before the deadline.
Carpenter's an interesting name because he was quite good the past 2 years. Had a rough 18 innings with the Yankees, but, it's not like nobody in the world's ever had a rough 18 innings. Do they think maybe they've got a find there? Do they think he might be stealthily a really nice pickup?
I think so, Matthew. I spoke to Carpenter the other day, and, I asked him what happened with the Yankees, and it seems like he really didn't know his role over there. And once he arrived in Washington, he's been almost lights out. I mean, he gave up a run recently. But other than that, he's been really productive for them. So, he knows his role. He knows he's going to be one of the late-inning guys. And I think that's been a big help for him.
Is there anybody knocking on the door, either in the minors or I guess only in the minors, anyone knocking on the door to be a bigger part of that mix? I guess what I'm saying is there anybody internally either currently pitching low-leverage innings or pitching in the minors that might, as this evolves, be a bigger part of the late-inning mix?
No, as of right now, no. But, like Adam Barrett, who is on the disabled list, he's coming close to returning. So, he's been throwing. He's going to be pitching at Potomac real soon. So hopefully when he gets back, he'll be back to normal like he was last year, and because he's not having a good year at all. So once he comes back, hopefully he can be productive for them.
I want to talk a little about Casey Jansen, who to me is a really interesting guy. And we talked to him when they signed him. He's not a high 90s guy by any stretch, but he's not striking out anybody. And you could strike guys out without throwing high 90s. And so what I wonder is, has he been what they expected, or is he maybe not quite what they hoped he would be?
I think it's the latter. I mean, obviously, he hasn't pitched in big, big innings the way Carpenter has. But and why that is, he started the season on the disabled list, and I guess they're slowly trying to have him come back from the injury, I guess. But that's pretty much it. He hasn't been seeing a lot of action, to be honest with you, and I just think they're starting him off slowly, and that's the way I see it.
The idea when he was brought in was that he was going to be basically the eighth inning guy, wasn't it?
That's correct, and that really hasn't happened, because we've seen Trinan and Carpenter pretty much as the guys. So how he fits in is going to be interesting the rest of the way. Now, he only has a one-year deal, so, you're going to have to really step it up after the All-Star break for sure.
And, look, again, I understand that we're not talking about a 98-mile-an-hour guy. I get that. But his velocity is down significantly even from last year. His average fastball, according to Fangraphs, is 87.5, which is almost unheard of even for a right-handed starter, never mind a right-handed reliever. Are they convinced that he is all the way back healthy, or is he still, even though he's off the DL, is he still sort of building back to where he wants to be just as far as strength and physical health?
I think he's building back. That's the way Matt Williams operates. I mean, he's not going to put people in right away once they come off the disabled list and everything. And I think in terms of Jansen, he's really, I think he's building him back. And I think by the second half, we'll see more of him. But hopefully, he'll be more productive, and that's pretty much it.
It's funny. One of the names that has been mentioned with the Nationals so far this year is Tyler Clippard, which would certainly be an amusing and odd addition. Do you think that has any legs? Do you think Clippard is a guy they sincerely might add, or is that something that isn't going to happen?
Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me because, you know, when you look at some of the work of the bullpen this year, you wonder why they let him go. Now, I know why they let him go. First of all, he's going to be a free agent after this year. And I guess they felt that he pitched a lot of innings, which he did. But, you know, there was no sign of, like he was going to go downhill or in any way. Now, obviously, he's not getting the saves in Oakland like he had the chance here. But it wouldn't surprise me if they did get another eighth inning guy to help Drew Storen out. And, I mean, there's no question they do miss Kyle Clipper. There's no doubt.
Would they be able and willing to take on reasonable amount of money if they were to make a move, or are they in a position where that wouldn't be likely?
Well, it depends. It's hard to say because, you know, obviously the Nationals are known to, you know, are known for their budget, to keep their budget. So I don't know, that might be hard, but it depends. It depends on who they give up in return, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Clippers there. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing. You know, we're not. It's one thing if you need to add a starter or a big bat. You can't add a reliever without breaking the bank. So I guess maybe to some extent what we're looking at here is they're not going to take on Papelbon, but they also don't need to be cash neutral. Is that probably a decent way to look at it?
That's right. I would say so. And it really depends. I think they need a guy who can really help. I don't, you know, like you mentioned Papelbon. I don't think Papelbon would be a good fit for them because he's a closer, and you already have one in Storen. And you have Clipper, who's been the eighth inning guy for the Nationals for like several years. So I think he would be the best fit.
To move to other parts of the club, it seems like a couple of guys are getting closer, and this team is once again approaching being healthy. Where is Anthony Rendon at as he attempts to come back from his injury?
Well, even though he's on the DL, he's still swinging the bat. And I expect him maybe to start a rehab probably within a week or maybe two. But right now, I mean, that's a good sign that he's able to swing the bat. That's why he's traveling with the team right now. So that's a good sign. Ryan Zimmerman, he's working out in Potomac. He's close to a rehab assignment. And hopefully he'll be back, hopefully before the All-Star break, and we'll see what happens.
That's a really, to start with, it's an unbelievably painful injury. But that's also an injury that tends to linger. What's their level of confidence that once he comes back, he's good to go and won't be dealing with this for the remainder of the year?
Well, right now they're confident because he's swinging the bat. He's doing baseball activities. Now, if he wasn't doing that, then that would be, you know, a bad sign. But right now, they think it's slowly going away. And, I mean, the key really is to start running. I mean, it's not so much swinging the bat or fielding his position, because I saw him do that. So if he can run, then everything would be okay. It depends on how he does in the rehab assignment. And hopefully he'll be back soon because they need his bat in there.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.